You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Football in H-Town is on the rise.
I love D'Amico Ryans, man. I tell you what.
H-Town, I'm back.
Our guy, B. Scott, has all the latest from the gridiron.
I don't see no bitches nowhere around here.
It's time for your weekly Texans report.
You ain't laying down for nobody.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, 440 in the building. B. Scott, fresh out of practice coming from NRG, and as we heard you there posing questions, Clint said, "Damn, I thought he was gonna answer the second part of your question."
Yeah, and you know when D'Amico doesn't answer a part of your question that he did that on purpose.
Like when they said yesterday, which is the latest with Joe Mixon coming off. Yeah, the guys who are able to come off PUP, yeah, are gonna come off PUP. Yeah,
it would be one thing if he was kind of short with every answer. But he does a really good job of picking and choosing which ones he wants to go in depth on and which ones he wants to go give you a surface level answer. And when you ask, to be fair, when you ask the questions like I do, you don't get to pick the answers.
No.
But I did notice that at the end, and I was at the end, at the tail end of the press conference, and he'd already been pretty generous, fairly generous with his time. I was like, oh, yeah, I asked another fairly pertinent question because what I'm getting at, right?
That rotation at guard.
Is that rotation at guard? Because that's one of the things that stood out to me.
Strange thing, man.
Well, strange from the standpoint, it'll be strange if they continue to do it, if they continue to do the rotation. Because what stood out to me sitting in the press box on Sunday was, oh, there's a clear difference at left guard between Juice Scruggs and Lakin Tomlinson. And I'm not trying to make Juice Scruggs out to be some kind of all pro or like a protege or anything, but he is bringing a certain level of physicality at that position that is noticeably different from the guy that they have been starting at that job or at that position. So, you know, they talk about getting their best five out there, even to the extent that they're willing to throw guards out to tackle and tackles the guard and whatever the hell. Okay, so have you figured it out? Because it looks like between Ed Ingram and Jake Andrews being healthy consistently for several weeks now, and then the insertion of Juice Scruggs, that looks like your best five now. So, I was curious. Have you found your best five? Are we going to see musical chairs at left guard or not?
It's a plan game plan is what it has been.
Yeah, to me though, B. Scott, the part that kind of is a cause for pause, if you will. I just feel like I think it's crazy to let a competition roll into Sunday, one Sunday, much less two Sundays, where you're subbing in and out like that. I only say that to say I don't think they're above it. I mean, I think they're definitely smartest man in the room approach to a lot of things, and I think it could be that left guard position. Maybe they are letting it be a competition. To me, it just reeks of we're keeping an extra guard ready. We're getting two guys playing time, and if anybody goes down, we've got a guy that's played, we've got a guy that we believe in, we got a guy that knows the system, and instead of coming cold turkey off the bench or off the inactive squad.
I mean, if it comes down to it, and Lakin Tomlinson's got – so just to be clear here, if I wasn't clear enough, I think Juice Scruggs has won said competition already, right? And that's the younger player.
You know, so more athletic, more physical. I think you're spot. I agree with your analysis of one versus the other, by the way.
So to that point, the other guy would be Lakin Tomlinson, who's played enough football. Like, he's played a lot of football. He's a vet.
Yep.
So, like, if he ain't ready.
Vet.
So, I'm just saying, like, if he ain't ready, what are we even doing? Yep. Why are we here? I mean, he needs to be on whatever train that C.J. Gardner-Johnson and Cam Robinson was on, right? Up out of here if he's not ready. So, I just don't get that part of it. I don't think it's a make or break type of thing, but I do feel like it's a noticeable difference. There was a noticeable difference when they inserted Ed Ingram into the lineup after he had been injured, right? So in this quest to find the best five, I feel like, you know, I feel like they've done it. I feel like there's enough film out there to kind of give you enough of a sample size to tell you who that guy is.
B. Scott with us with his Texans report each and every Wednesday at 4:40. Listen, obviously that was their best game of the season against the Titans, and they're heading to play a depleted Baltimore Ravens team. I'm just wondering from you, being around them all day today, seeing them this week, being at practice, do you get a sense that they feel a different level of confidence, or that they are showing like, ooh, we found something. We found something in that game or in that fourth quarter. Do you get a different sense from them?
Yeah, they talk like it, but at the same time, they also talk like they've already been doing something good, like D'Amico, for example. When he was asked about the offense kind of finding something, he was very quick to say, yeah, we did some good things in this last game. Obviously, they won 26-0. Well, you know, it was a shutout. But he also said, hey, you know, we did some good things in the games before. And I'm here to tell you, they did a good thing here and there, one or two good things. But it's hard to come away from those first three games, that 0-3 start, feeling good about your offense. So maybe that's just to keep the morale up. But, yeah, no, I think that they found something, but at the same time, you got to have the caveat of that's the worst defense that they faced. The Baltimore Ravens defense, even though it's not the 2000 Ravens defense or anything like that, or even the 2012 Ravens defense, but it's still probably better than what you went up against last week. And it's got some formidable players versus an offense. Honestly, this is a pillow fight we're talking about here between the Texans offense and the Ravens defense. Yeah. So we'll see who wins that matchup. But I do feel like they
ain't got no Jeffrey Simmons over there. I know that
they don't have a Jeffrey Simmons, especially
with now Kyle Hamilton is something. But
Kyle Hamilton's something. Matabike's been out for however long
he's out for the year. Yeah, he's done.
Yeah. So yeah, and so obviously not going to be there. But I do feel like there was some confidence built up, not just in winning the game, because I said this going into it when I filled in for y'all on Friday. I said, hey, look, it's one thing to win the game. It's about how you do it and what you look like when you do it. And I do think that there is something to be said for how they won the game, not just the fact that they beat a lowly opponent.
Yeah, I tell you, I think this week, this Baltimore Ravens team, with the injuries, all the context is important, right? I think this is a better measuring stick game for the Texans than last week.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think last week was one of the most dysfunctional organizations in the game. I think they're quitting on their coach. I think they've got a rookie quarterback. I think last week was one that, boy, if that game would have ended 6-0, boy, you feel awful about yourself. The fourth quarter explosion just allows you to feel a little bit better about getting the W. To me, this is a game because we all thought, right, coming into the season, even with Nick Caley, we all thought that this was a game with Lamar Jackson, with everybody, that
it's
it was going to
be
an L. It was going to be an L. It was going to be a problem, right? Without all of those guys, what does the Texans team that we know we have right now, what does this Texans team look like against a healthy organization? Yeah, they've given up some points. They've played the best that the NFL has to offer, though, right? So what does that defense really look like? You got a lot of their X factors. Several of their X factors are out of the game. This is a game that if you look at it on paper, it swung 9 points. It swung 9 points because of their injuries.
Right.
Right? This is a game the Texans should win.
Yeah, so
I mean, and if you go in there and you struggle with a skeleton crew Baltimore Ravens team, then we're back to having real problems.
So hard.
You see where I'm going with this, though?
Skeleton crew got Derrick Henry on it.
I agree. But you're talking about one of the teams that's thought to be one of the better teams in the AFC. They're missing half their roster. Now you should be able to go. You should be able to go in there and beat this football team.
So I agree with all of your points. Except the measuring stick part, because I feel like they're so far behind. I still like despite
they as the Texans.
The Texans,
okay,
yeah, still so far behind. It's gonna be a while till I can even get to measure. I look at it as less of a measuring stick, even keeping all of your points in mind, and look at it as more of just an op. Like this is an opportunity. I think you can come away from this if the Texans, let's say, win the game. Now if they dominate the game, that's a whole another discussion. But let's say they win a close game at Baltimore, the excuses are built in for Baltimore, right? Like the talking head, the national talking heads. Oh yeah, you know Baltimore, they're hurt. Yeah. They'll figure it out once Lamar comes back. Once they get whole, they'll be all right. They're not worse than the Texans, but to me, it's more so. Hey, look, you ain't beat Baltimore or come close to beating Baltimore in the three tries that you've had at it in prior to now. The three tries that you had at it in two seasons, right? They beat you twice in D'Amico and CJ's first year, and then beat you once last year, a regretful game on Christmas Day. Okay, can you get that monkey off you? Here's an opportunity to go up against a team and an organization, if we're just being honest about it, that is better built than your own, that is just better than you, but is going through some things and is presenting you with an opportunity to go in there and get right. So I'm looking at it like that. When they talk about opportunities, here's an opportunity to go in there and beat the Ravens. Not necessarily a measuring stick because they're so, to me, so far behind the ledger at this point, but absolutely an opportunity for them to do something that none of us thought that they could actually do going into the season. And probably even just a couple of weeks ago as the Ravens were struggling, but things have gotten worse and worse between health and underperformance. Now it's not the same Ravens outfit that we're used to. But the Texans themselves aren't the same outfit that we thought they were going to be going into the season. So something's going to have to give. I feel like this is an incredible opportunity for the Texans to do something that nobody thought they could do before.
I tell you, B. Scott, if this team is at a point where they can't compete or win a versus that skeleton crew in Baltimore, well, they're a lot worse off than I thought.
Compete is the big thing for me. Like if they don't win the game, I can see them losing the game. Obviously, it's a pick 'em, right? The whatever the spread is like 1.5. It's a pick 'em at this point. So I can see them losing the game on the road. If we're being honest about it, they're not very good. You don't get to just beat the Tennessee Titans and then all of a sudden you're a good team. They have not been a good team up until this point. So I could see them losing it. But in terms of the measuring stick or the op, however perspective you want to take of yours or mine, I feel like it's right there in front of you to go out there and at least be a competitive football team on the road, which just to be fair and to be real about it, they have not been at any point when they played the Ravens. They were tied going into halftime in the playoff game, and then got the doors blown off of them after that. But other than that, they have not been competitive against this team. If they can show a complete game, play a complete game, and be competitive against the Ravens, that'll be, to me, a tremendous step for them.
Yeah. I am so like confused on how I'm thinking of this game. Because I like both sides, I get it. Like, you look at this, damn it, they came into this thing talking about putting a ring on the bull. Like, I mean, they gotta beat this team.
I mean,
then I'm looking at it like, there ain't no ring on the bull.
Well, that's like before, right? Coming into the season, or at least, you know, you think the two teams that have playoff and AFC championship aspirations, Super Bowl aspirations, you're like, if everybody's healthy and everything's rocking and rolling, all right, this is a measuring stick game. How close are you? Like, my measuring stick comment, B. Scott, is more about, like, how bad are you?
Yeah, whatever.
Right? It goes from before can you keep up with Buffalo? Can you keep up with KC? Keep up with these top teams? To, like, right now, I mean, how bad is it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Is it the same run defense that got that the Bucs ran all over?
Absolutely.
Is it the same one that in the beginning of the game, at least it looked like Tony Pollard was going to run all over, at least in the beginning of the game?
Yeah.
So, like, now this is Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about something totally different.
That's right.
So I want to see what that looks like.
Yeah. All right, B. Scott, we'll talk to you next week. See what they do in this game where, as you said, they are now the favorites on the road against the Baltimore Ravens.